Fidencia, Fidencia, Pena, Pena, 2 1876. Today is 7:26. Chief complaint: cough. Number one, congestion. Number two, weakness. Number three, leg pain. Severe. Next one is arm pain. Severe. Next one is nausea. Next one is diarrhea. Next one is vomiting. Next number, obesity. Next one is sister diabetes. Next one is patient with a possible sleep apnea. 48-year-old woman, married, is a data specialist, has one child who is with her today, coming in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days. Next question is, has she ever had a COVID vaccination? And the answer is yes, she's had 3 of them. Allergy is none. Medication, lisinopril, hydrocortisone, 12.5 once a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, atorvastatin, 10 milligram a day, Janumet, 50/1000 twice a day. Ozempic, 0.5 every week. She's been on it for like 4 months and she hasn't lost any weight. Her PCP needs to increase her dose of Ozempic, and her A1C has definitely gotten better. Medical problems: diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, endometriosis, cancer status post-treatment, morbid obesity, fatty liver surgery, hysterectomy, C-section, and endometrial cancer treatment, 2021. Last period, 2021. With her hysterectomy, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's here with her daughter. Family history: dad died of stomach cancer, mom died of endometrial cancer. EGD colonoscopy is not done, but she definitely needs one. No, I need that to dictate it. That's okay. She definitely needs one. We talked about this. We'll get that done, as well as a sleep study that will get done when she feels better. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 266 pounds, 96%. 99.3, 2105, 144 over 92. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, pushed in pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, work extremely shows trace edema. Number one, positive COVID. Number two, Rocephin 8 gram now. Next one is Dexedrine 8 milligram now. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Metrol Dose Pak. Next one is Bromfit DM. Next one is, we had a long conversation with patient and daughter regarding Paxlovid. We're going to hold off on that. We have 5 days to start it, and we're going to give it 2-3 days, see how she does. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, she still has, she needs a sleep study to be done. Next number, gallbladder appeared very contracted. Next number, RBH. Next number, nausea. Next number, liver looks, next number, kidneys looking good. Next number is eye exam is up to date. Next one is EGD colonoscopy needed. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Next one is panmucositis. Next one is vertigo. Next one is Carter ultrasound is within normal limits. Next one is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, she will discuss the Ozempic. Miss Fidencia.
Has the doctor not increased the Ozempic?
It was starting me off on the 0.25.
Right.
And then I took the 0.25 for a week.
Yes, yes.
And then right now I'm at 0.5.
But you've been on it for 4 months.
Yeah.
No, honey, you need to go up. That's when you have a lost weight. Yeah, you got to go up to 2.
Yeah.
And you're still on it on like a bottom.
Okay.
And you still have your gallbladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, just cool.
I'm looking at like, why wouldn't I have my gallbladder?
Well, diabetics.
I think I would know if I had that.
Okay. We'll talk on Monday. But yeah, remind me
to increase your ozempic. So she's going to call us on Monday to let us know how she's doing. Next number's findings we'll discuss with patient at length before leaving. Thank you. All right, love.